WATD presents Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
If it's Monday night, it's got to be Monday Night Talk with Kevin Tachi. So thanks for having me on.
Kevin, good for you to hold back and let him tell his story.
Putting the South Shore spin on politics, current events, and pop culture.
You guys are the center of the universe today, at least the political universe.
I believe both of you are from the area. Marshfield guys, yes, no?
Correct, yeah.
That's right.
There's only one person not from Marshfield in this room right now. And it's you.
It's me. I'm the outcast.
Well, you've always been generous with the time. I appreciate it very much.
Well, I'm honored to be on your show tonight, Kevin, with that impressive lineup you have.
I believe our guest that we've been waiting for, Congressman Stephen Lynch.
Kevin, good to join you.
The governor of the Commonwealth, Charlie Baker. You ready?
I got to tell you that it was really nice to hear Aerosmith on the intro there.
You're going
to
be the rock and roll governor?
I don't know about that, but...
We have Mayor Joe Sullivan joining us. Sir, how are you?
Well, Kevin, very good to be with you again.
Dr. Drew Pinsky. Dr. Drew, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Mr. Ming Tsai, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
Massachusetts State Auditor Suzanne Bump. Hello, Auditor. How are you?
I am fine, and I'm delighted to be with you this evening.
And now, your host, Kevin Tachi.
Now, what I'm going to do, Peter, it's going to be your job to herd those three fantastic guys into the studio.
All right.
Because we're going to talk a little football here on Monday Night Talk. We're going to have like two parts to this segment. We'll kind of set things up, and then we're going to just kind of unleash the hounds.
They are ready.
They are ready.
Oh my God!
Of course, Carrie brings bags.
Carrie,
yeah.
Oh, Peter Brown.
Carrie, we're live on the air at this moment, so feel free
right.
to. Sit down.
I got cookies to go with
and
that.
Join us here as some of the folks that we're going to have joining us. Carrie J. Byrne, the potentate of pigskin. Yep, George, bring that right over here.
Okay.
The other guy from Stuff That Pats Fans Say is here. Also, what's the podcast that you do, George? George Kippenhan joining us.
Boston Sports 101 on WEEI
yes.
Podcast Network.
All right, yeah. Say another radio station, Colin.
Sorry.
No, it's only on their.com.
Only on their.com.
Let me turn this on for you. As you see, we're kind of in quick transition.
Something to go with that.
There we go.
And hey, so
this is changing on the fly. This is like, you know what, the referees haven't blown the whistle. We're changing the lines. We're all coming over the boards.
Like a 30-minute layover in Atlanta, right? You're not really a layover. You're just going.
We actually
hockey metaphors.
And of course, that is Jerry Thornton, Barstool Sports. And he's also kind of still doing a little bit of a stint on Sundays over at the former radio station.
Nude modeling.
Very much. Yeah,
so
well,
talented.
That was an earlier time. I needed the money. I'm not ashamed of what I did.
I'm not ashamed
proud of
either.
It either.
I'm not ashamed either.
So here's what we're going to do is I want to set some things up here. The latest out of the gates for George and Nick Stevens, who is also doing a stint now, drive time.
He sure is.
On the station that you can't mention. Don't say the name.
Don't say WAF. Anyways, they just released their newest edition, the Super Bowl 51 edition. I did have to kind of shorten it a little bit. Because
it's okay.
But if we could, Larry, I want if you could roll me cut number 3. And this is Mr. Stevens. No, actually, it's
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Nick Fitzy Stevens. George Kippenhan, and this is their latest edition in regards to the Patriots going to the Super Bowl.
Looks like Goodell's going to have to attend a Patriots game this season after all.
Guess Pittsburgh wasn't ready for that ass.
Is it me or was that Houston game close for an 18-point win?
7 Super Bowls for Brady? That's Kanye-level crazy.
Whoa, halfway there.
The Patriots haven't faced any good quarterbacks this season. You know what that is? Alternative facts.
Whoa! Prayer.
You know what the original fake news was? Deflategate.
Suspend Brady for 4 games, Goodell? You just made the list!
See Martellus Bennett dancing with those cheerleaders? That was like everything.
Marcus Cannon would totally be my porn name.
Hey, put a body on him like Michael Floyd, would you?
LeGarrette Blunt, more like the guaranteed touchdown. Someone teaches Michael Floyd how to use Uber? Problem solved.
Atlanta's offense is my brakes went out in a nor'easter. Scary.
I don't care who you voted for as long as you voted Brady for MVP.
Do you realize the Patriots have not lost a game Dion Lewis has played in?
I want to be in Tom Brady's pajamas.
My own pair.
You see Manchester by the Sea? It's like 2.5 hours of the Tyree catch.
Butler's gots to get paid.
After that flea flicker to Hogan, clean up an aisle me.
Brady makes that pass.
We already know who the last Jedi is. It's Tom Brady.
So you're telling me all you nerds do is talk about the Pats all day long? Like, who the hell would do that?
Julio Jones doesn't look Spanish.
I am one with the force, and the force is with me.
So Jamie Collins took $50 million to stay in Cleveland.
Pats play as well as Hogan's eyes are crazy? Unstoppable.
What you gonna do, brother, when Chris Hogan and his crazy eyes run wild on you?
Hut! Hand off to Lewis. Uh-oh, it's a flea flicker! Hogan's wide open!
So wait, have you guys always been like this?
Bledsoe to Coates, it's never going to get better than this.
Mark my words, Pete Carroll's going to win us the Super Bowl one day.
It's the gift of Belichick. Drink it in, man.
If the Pats beat Atlanta, I'm going to get Mr. Kraft level trashed.
I wish Gronk were here for this.
Roger!
I don't have anything against Matt Ryan. I just want him to lose. By a lot.
We know we need to go to Houston and get one.
Do I look under 21?
Atlanta, you messed with the wrong city.
Do it for the fans.
Do it to screw the league.
Do it for Princess Leia.
We're on to Atlanta.
Drive for five.
Mr. Goodell sucks. Your order's ready.
Oh, yeah. That is probably the most popular segment, digital segment in New England now. The bleep Pats fans say that George and Jerry, that you and Nick and Jerry do. It takes a lot of work, obviously, too.
Yeah, you know, it's so much fun though. He has the guest.
What's the thing on the TV shows there where the guy is he's one of the stars, but he's guest co-hosting or guest hosting.
We always thought, when Nick first suggested, he said, we're going to get Jerry Thornton in this. And this was a couple years ago when Jerry first started appearing. We were like, all right, we're going to have like these two guys. We had been doing it for a few years or a few episodes. And we're like, oh, their Yoda is Jerry Thornton. Of course he is, because there's, you know, and we would look up to Jerry Thornton like he's our Yoda. And that's how Nick kind of pitched it. I was like, yeah, how great would it be? And wherever Jerry, you know, Jerry's always in that one scene, and we're always at the bar, and he's always always in the middle, and me and Nick are next to him just listening on every word he's saying. And that's how Jerry is just part of this weird universe.
But you guys took it out of Squires this time. Yeah.
No, we've been to a bunch of different places with Jerry.
900 years old you are. Look as good you will not. No, look, it's like this. These guys do 99% of the work, the setup. I show up, have a couple beers. We've done them the other night with Main Street Grill in Weymouth, and that was about 8 o'clock. I think we were filming around 9 while they're doing trivia and stuff. One time we met at Squires, it was 11 in the morning. Yeah. Another time was an NFL Sunday. We were at the alumni in Weymouth. And
at the Elks once?
The Elks, there were literally three other people in the biggest Elks Lodge in the United States, which I happen to be a member of, a very exclusive club. I was able to work my way in there,
Kevin,
so it's a blast.
The best part of the videos from the South Shore, for guys who live in the South Shore, obviously everyone all around New England loves these videos, and it is actually stuff, you know, Pats fans are saying, put so comically, but it is a South Shore, deeply rooted South Shore thing. It's a tour of South Shore bars and landmarks and everything.
Yeah.
And
some great directors use their locations as a character.
Yeah.
You know, well, I don't want to say Woody Allen because he's a pedophile. Let's say Martin Scorsese, you know.
Kevin Smith.
Yeah, they will use, Peter Jackson doing the Lord of the Rings, used to, like, New Zealand.
It's another character.
You guys, it's the cameo theater. It's Bob's Donut Shop, where my mom took me when I was 4 years old.
Their Facebook promo post yesterday was outside the original Dunkin' Donuts in Quincy. And, of course, everyone on all the Quincy Facebook pages, everyone's like, oh, wow, they're at the original Dunkin' Donuts.
The picture you guys sent out of the most masshole, and I can say it, it's in the Oxford English Dictionary, the most masshole picture ever taken. Both of you are wearing the Belichick Let's Party hoodies, different Patriots hats, Dunkin's outside of the original
DDs. Kerry said, why is your coffee so much smaller than Nick's?
You know what they say about a man with a small coffee, right?
But they're just so much fun to do, and the fact that Nick went to NYU, and NYU Tisch School, which is the toughest film school to get into the country. So, you know, I'm learning a lot as I'm doing this, because I didn't even do theater in high school or anything like that. I was his buddy in high school. And so, you know, we go to these places, and I'm at the bar, you know, shooting with Jerry, and Kerry's there, and Kerry's getting me a shot, and I'm drinking beer, and it's free. And they don't tell you this, the talent drinks for free. And I'm like, who's the talent? they're like, I'm feeding, you know, because I'm just there, because Jerry has a mic on, Nick has a mic on, and I'm just kind of there, and I have one line, and it's the Princess Leia line. And then Nick goes, oh, we have 15 minutes to get over the Timberlanes and shoot. So if you watch that scene again,
bouncing around.
If you have that, watch that scene again, Georgie has a little buzz going on. And Nick is such a method guy, he's like, you missed all the pins. And I'm like, dude, you're not even filming my shot, kid.
I love the candle pin scene.
Yeah.
Love.
Timberlane shut down, like we were in there 10 minutes after it closed, and we're just running trying to get
those. I look at some of the, I don't look past you guys now. I'm listening, but listen to some of the people know you get Rosh in one of your shots.
Mark Rosho came to the fours.
And his missus.
And Jeannie's there. And that was Christian Fourier. You know, what are we doing hanging out with Christian Fourier? You know, it's just so funny. I thought that was so ridiculous.
You guys get your own channel now, I would think, right? Yeah, right. Still on a website.
George, is there any set schedule? You just do it when there's something big happening.
But we want to do it usually before the playoffs, and Nick couldn't do it, or something couldn't happen, and so he was like, if they make it to the Super Bowl, we'll do it, and it'll be huge. And so that was the plan, if they made it to the Super Bowl. And then once they did, he's like, you know, because his brother, who directs the whole thing, is a genius.
Does a nice job.
Yeah, does a real good job.
Really well put together.
And he came up on that Tuesday, or that Wednesday, and we just filmed Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning, and that was it. And so it's
3 minutes of magic.
Yeah, and usually we just do it on over a Saturday, and it's, but this was.
And I had to work. I would have been there.
Yeah, I invited you.
I would have been there. I would have been there.
Yeah, actually, I got an invite from a buddy of mine, a guy named Jeff Sullivan,
he's fantastic. He gets us all these locations.
Imagine a South Shore guy who goes by the name Sully.
Sully, yeah, I know. Right.
Did you ever call him in a crowded bar? Hey, Sully!
Everyone turns around. Yeah.
Guess what we're going to do? We're going to take a break.
We're
here to be on topic. We're here to talk about the Super Bowl. I know you guys have already kind of burnt that all out on the other media, you guys. But I had you in here, three collectively, because you guys were here last year. Yeah. I got proof. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Patriots and what's going to go down.
Beautiful. Sounds good.
Here on Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.
This weight loss segment brought to you by Signature Healthcare, providing a team approach to weight loss, including medical and surgical options. Here's Dr. Deborah Abeles, chief of Signature Healthcare's Weight and Wellness Center in Brockton.
When it comes to medical or surgical weight loss, patients now have more options than ever before. At our practice, we're always trying to guide patients to the option that makes the most sense for them. So for some, that may mean surgery to help them lose weight, put their diabetes into remission, or reduce the number of medications that they take. However, there are also less invasive options like our 12-week doctor-supervised medical weight loss program. Patients work with our dietitian and lifestyle counselors while receiving ongoing physician consultation to make sure they are losing weight safely and effectively.
To learn more about Dr. Abeles and see if Signature Healthcare's medical and surgical weight loss approaches may be right for you, visit mysignaturecare.org/weightloss.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
All right, we are back. If you will, let's get everybody, I want to get everybody all ramped up. Play cut four, please.
Put it all away for one more week, because we need you guys at your best, because we need to be at our best. So get your rest this week, rest up, hydrate, and get ready for Sunday, because it'll be a hell of a game. And hopefully we see you back in Foxborough with the win. Go Pats! Let's go!
Wow. Was he Kraft?
Early in the morning? I don't think so. Yeah.
Right.
And I loved him saying hydrate, which we all know now is the code word for what he said years ago. Lubed up, and the world lost their damn mind. Like, all of a sudden, we turned into Mormons. Like, how dare he?
People don't drink before football games.
Football fans drink alcoholic beverages when they're of legal drinking age. But that's get hydrated. That is like drink yourselves to oblivion and scream.
It is the toughest sports day of the year because you get up, whatever time you get up, 8 in the morning for the sake of argument, and it's the latest start to football all year. Yep. It's the biggest game. You've waited 2 weeks. And I tell my wife, it's like being, for grown men, it's like being a child again at Christmas. Like, you just can't
absolutely
wait.
Well, I thought the draft Christmas comes at 6:20.
Wait. I thought the draft was kind of like Christmas for football fans.
The draft thing is, and I'm a draft geek, it's a very specific thing. It's for certain. Okay. It's not for every audience.
The draft does not excite me at all. And I'm a hardcore football guy.
Yep.
I could care less about the draft. And some people who like you love it, and I don't get it.
But now years ago, I skipped a Bruins playoff game. Didn't watch a single second of it because I was watching a guy I can't stand walk on stage and announce the names of people I will never meet.
The draft used to be fun. Now Belichick just trades all our picks away.
The commissioner takes them.
Yeah. Or the commissioner. Jerry.
If you look back at the, would you have thought the Patriots would be in this big game? Was it an unwritten rule they were going to be here regardless?
I think you expect, based on their history and what we are watching, and I don't think fans truly actually appreciate it.
No.
You are watching the greatest victory machine in the history of North American sports.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can say the Yankees won all those championships over all those years, but they were winning 58-60% of their games, because that's how baseball works. Yeah. The Patriots, year in and year out for 16 years now, have won 80% of every game they've ever played. Wow. In a sport legislated from above to create equality on the playing field, and the Patriots have destroyed that. Nobody has ever won the way they've won, and I really don't think we appreciate it. And I know we don't appreciate it because after the Patriots, you know, they lose to Seattle, a pretty good team. They bumble at the end, have a bad game. They lose one game with Brady at quarterback this year, or they don't put away the Jets, you know, every time they play them. And everyone thinks, oh, this team sucks.
It's a divisional game, though.
But when you watch the NFL, teams are up and down, week in, week out, quarter to quarter, game to game. That's how the NFL is, except for the Patriots. They win 80% of their games like clockwork every year for more than a decade and a half, and we don't appreciate it.
Can I ask you, Kerry, did the Aaron Rodgers comparison over the past few weeks, did that drive you crazy? Because they go 9-7, 10-6, 8-8 every year.
All the time, yeah.
And so Aaron Rodgers has, we had a guy who used to write for us. We called him Captain Comeback. He went on to ESPN. But he was the master of comebacks and game-winning drives. And he's the one who created all that data for ESPN and Pro Football Reference. And he wrote for the weak link in Aaron Rodgers' game is if they're not ahead, they don't win. He has like, Tony Romo has like five times as many comebacks as Aaron Rodgers. And people say, well, the Packers were always ahead. Well, they're not. Look at their record. So Aaron Rodgers is a great player. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's put up Hall of Fame numbers, his highest rated passer ever. But he doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. Whatever makes, you know, the Patriots are in the game and probably going to pull it out because Tom Brady has that indefinable it, and it ends up, you know, showing in you know their performance in tight games and crucial situations. They win games that other teams don't win, on top of winning games, you know, that they should win just because they're, you know, more smartly coached and you know, have a better quarterback.
Kerry, can I ask you to repeat that part about the greatest winning machine in North American sports? Well, like, can you kind of do it in a voice? Just kind of like a Barry White voice.
I don't
like,
really have that
biggest
Barry winning voice,
machine. Because I'm going to need about 5 to 7 minutes in a room by myself listening to that.
You know, when I wake up in the morning, I can have that raspy voice. Let me try. The New England Patriots are the greatest victory machine in the history of North American sports.
Oh, clean up the aisle, Jerry. Oh, hey,
he was setting that up.
I don't have a radio voice.
He's
sorry.
Protection.
Did we think Atlanta was going to be here?
No, I didn't.
I didn't think they were going to be here. I mean, you would name them off. Seattle. Maybe Dallas.
You see, I have a natural ingrained prejudice against teams from Atlanta in all sports. Whether that's the Hawks, you know, a couple years ago, that's 60 wins in the regular season.
He hit a Jim Craig in the Atlanta Flames.
Yeah. Oh, my God, the Atlanta Flames. The most stacked baseball teams of my life.
They won one World Series.
One.
Pitching staff.
One World Series. Yeah. Like loaded with Cy Young Award winners and great closers and Hall of Famers
they
everywhere.
Just, they crapped their pants in the big series.
I just would have assumed, and I went into this playoff saying that that's what's going to happen with the Falcons. They're going to do what Atlanta teams do. And also, you know, a great high-scoring offense. You know, those teams tend to hit a wall in the playoffs. Mm. I still believe that they do.
Yeah.
And I think that wall is coming.
I have to do this.
True.
But Matty Ice, BC guy.
Yep.
Mm. I mean, do you
remember BC at one point was the number one or two team in America with Matt Ryan at quarterback. So, and played in a couple ACC championship games. Matt Ryan's the real deal. And listen, for all the analysis and all the talking heads and all the stuff, you know, we do at Cold Hard Football Facts and Football Nation, all the stuff we do, the NFL is a very simple game. If you have a good quarterback, you win. That's it. That's it. You can't in the Patriots and the Falcons were the two had the two best quarterbacks in football this year, the two highest rated quarterbacks, and that's how you win. And if you look at some of our other metrics on passing differential in the snap, the Patriots and Falcons were 1-2. Mm-hmm. If you have a great quarterback, you win and go to the Super Bowl. Why are the Patriots the greatest victory machine of all time? Because Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. They win because they always have the best quarterback. That's how the NFL works. It's really no more complex than that. The Browns are never going to win because they don't have a quarterback. The, you know, 26 teams
had signed Jamie Collins to a 4-year contract.
Oh, yeah. You know,
oh, remember when that was Meltdown City in New England? You know?
This arrogance. How are they ever going to have a good defense? They left. They lost their best guy.
When are people? Right. And I'm trying not to be a homer, but after a while, the numbers speak for themselves. And when are people going to? You were talking about the draft, right? And when Belichick trading away all the picks. When are people finally going to understand that? This guy knows the players better than you do, you know? Right.
And Kerry, it's a weird thing about the quarterbacking that the more the league has tried to legislate it so that everybody can be a great quarterback, what they've created is a world where unless you're a great quarterback, you're not going to succeed.
Jerry, and we've written about this and I have a story coming out about this, how the NFL created the New England Patriots dynasty. How the NFL unwittingly created the New England Patriots dynasty. And they did it for, I don't want to get too geeky on it, but basically they've neutered defenses. It's hard to force turnovers.
Yep.
Used to have
you
a lot of defensive...
You can't win with a running game anymore.
You can't win with a running game. Used to have a lot of defensive scores. Used to have a lot of turnovers, which if you had a great defense, forced a lot of turnovers, you know, helped a mediocre offense. You don't have that. They've neutered the kicking game. There are no kick return touchdowns anymore. Mm-hmm. The only way to win is with a quarterback. The NFL created a system in which Tom Brady and the Patriots were going to dominate year after year, and they don't even know it. They don't even know that they created this monster.
Kerry, this might piggyback on something you wrote years ago, but I did the numbers on this. If you take the AFC, the last 14 AFC championship games, so that's 28 starting quarterback slots, right? I think there's two per game, so do the math.
Good math. Okay.
I got the same.
23 of those guys, of those starting
Manning,
28.
Manning, Roethlisberger, Brady.
Flacco. Manning, Roethlisberger, right. Flacco, Brady. Yeah. That is it. The other five, there was like a Phillip Rivers randomly
Luck.
Thrown in there. There was a couple of Mark Sanchez's. To find a AFC championship game that didn't have one of those four guys in it, you have to go back to 2002. Think about that. Like, so that's the sick. More they try to say, like, let's open up the passing game, they make it so unless you have an elite quarterback, you have zero.
Bingo. And our numbers prove that. And we talked about this earlier this year when there was a rating. Remember, the NFL ratings were down? One reason is 26 teams, say 24 teams, don't have a shot to make the Super Bowl. Because only eight teams have a shot. That's it. Because other teams, there's only eight legit Super Bowl quarterbacks. They've made it. You can only win with a quarterback. The NFL has created this system. And I think sooner or later, they're going to have to, you know, bring back defense. Let defenders play. Because the scoring in the NFL was actually higher in the 40s and 50s than it is today. People don't realize that because you could play defense. You had a lot of kick return scores. You had a lot more touchdowns. You didn't rely on your kicker to kick, you know, to kick field goals every time. So you went for it on fourth down. And they've actually made a more boring game where there's less excitement. You have a quarterback, you win. It's really that simple.
I want to throw this out there. This Saturday coming up, they name the MVP. Mm-hmm. Do we want Tom Brady to get it? Or do we want Matty Ice to get it?
We want Brady to get it, but he's not going to.
He doesn't deserve it.
I'm going to go by something I wrote on Barstool. No. F you and your stupid award.
Why?
Okay? Because if you're going to make Brady the bad boy, don't turn around and then try to make him out to be like the good guy. All right, John Bender goes to the Breakfast Club. They don't make him valedictorian of class president. Like, take your stupid, like, you know, individual achievement and cram it. Like, you want to give it to Matty Ice, go nuts. I'm like, hashtag never
breathe. But with that said, Jerry, Matt Ryan deserves it.
He deserves
the MVP. He had, statistically, he did have a better season.
Yep. Yes.
He made it to the Super Bowl with a very bad defense, which is why the Patriots are going to blow this team out.
It's a regular season.
But you know, Brady had the best defense in football. And Matt Ryan deserves it this year. There's nothing wrong with saying Matt Ryan deserves it.
I'm going down the road of the Madden curse. And that is I believe in some of the information that I've said, that I've seen, is that if you win the MVP, that team is usually, to this point, is that true or false?
You know what? I don't know that.
I don't know. I remember that there was one year where Brady...
2007.
Brady won the MVP, didn't win the Super Bowl.
2007.
Yeah, but there was one year where you're right, where McNair and Manning both won the co-MVP.
In 03.
And Brady beat them both on the way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
there's a source of pride with that about him not winning it. The 2 years he's won it, the MVP, he didn't win the championship game. I love the idea of him winning four, maybe more, Super Bowl MVPs, but half as many regular season MVPs.
Well, that would put him over Montana, who won.
I think it's sort of, the whole thing sort of speaks to, that's been his career. Like you know, you can play the no respect card if he's not getting those. And the thing about Matt Ryan, and you can make a great case, and you did for him, but generally speaking, MVPs in any sport go to the guy who was the best player, who had great numbers on the best team. That only applies to one guy this year, and that's Tom Brady. Had phenomenal numbers on the best team, but I want Matt Ryan
but
to win it.
I want Matt Ryan to win it, too, for the simple fact is because of I see that there is a little bit of a...
But all I'm saying is, and I know Patriots fans are going to take it this way, but it's not a slight to Tom Brady if he doesn't win it, because Matt Ryan had a great season.
Not a team award.
Matt Ryan had the fifth highest passer rating, and passer rating is very important. If you're an efficient quarterback, you win games.
Right.
The fifth highest rated performance in the history of football.
Right, sure. Yep. Quarterback rating was pretty high, too. He had the highest,
that's what
right?
I mean, yeah. Fifth best in the history of football.
Right,
the best season.
Right?
And he's not a bad candidate at all.
To win 11 games with that defense, which is why, by the way, the Patriots are going to win by 2 to 3 touchdowns.
Okay.
This is a hugely flawed Atlanta team.
We haven't gotten to that.
All right, sorry. But... He's won with a bad.
Stan Blackmer is next.
Stan, take your time.
He's won with a.
We are going to go till about midnight.
That is a 4-5 win defense, and they made it to the Super Bowl. Matt Ryan deserves credit.
I look at legacy. I think Brady's been slighted with this Deflategate, Spygate garbage. Only
has it been quiet this week?
Well, it has been.
2 years ago.
It has been.
That's all you heard for two weeks.
It has been. But he only has two MVPs to his name. Manning has five, I think. And there's always that conversation, well, he only has two MVPs. I wouldn't mind him getting another MVP. Yeah, I know Super Bowl MVPs and Super Bowl wins count more, but you know, as Brady cements himself as the greatest quarterback of all time,
funny that you know Brett Favre is going to end up with more MVP awards than Tom Brady, who's clearly had a better, more successful, more distinguished career. Yeah. But it's I think they're hurt by the fact they had no Pro Bowlers on offense.
Right.
There's a perception the Patriots don't have great talent. It's been that way since 2001, and it's kind of stuck. It's kind of stuck, hasn't it? They don't have any great players.
They don't need them.
Well,
they don't need them.
They do have them. They just need them.
Acknowledged.
It's like
Belichick not getting Coach of the Year.
Every year.
For every year, because they expect him to go above and beyond the greatness he's already kind of...
Yeah,
set the mark for.
But it's gonna be hard to get sympathy for Tom Brady. Doesn't get enough recognition from NFL fans for his greatness. Right. I mean, everyone concedes now he's the best.
So millions of women aren't going to be knitting Tom Brady hats and marching.
You can even watch the MVP.
That was an earlier segment.
Yes,
you might be.
You may. Yeah. Peter, do you want to chime in?
The Million Jerry March.
I was listening to Tom Brady's speech today, and the best quote of the day was when he said that Coach Belichick said to put the shit in the drawer and just concentrate on football for the rest of the week. And that was just a classic thing. He said, put everything else you have, just put it in the drawer, and we're going to talk about football for the rest of the week.
Right, put that stuff in the drawer.
Brady can you say it on WATD?
Oh, I just did. That was awesome. Oh. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, one thing is just about Belichick. Go ahead.
No, you please.
One thing he doesn't get enough credit for, everyone thinks he's a master tactician and X and O's guy. Yeah. He's a great motivator of men, and he doesn't
get credit for that. No. The Patriots never come out flat. Well, there are games they come out flat, but how many times do they come out and they just don't show up for a game? You have to, the Kansas City game back in 2014.
Right.
You know, you really have to think long and hard. In the NFL, a lot of teams, great teams, look bad 3-4 times a year. They never do. He is a master motivator of men, and he does not get enough credit for that aspect, even because his public persona is so dry and boring. Behind the scenes, he is obviously pushing all the right
buttons. Well, that was just one of the things you would just talk about, great players, and you can't name great players in the Patriots, and it's because he brings that personality out of the team players.
Yep.
He coaches them.
He's the greatness of Tom Brady. 6 Super Bowls so far, 7 this week. He has thrown multiple touchdown passes to 2 people, Mike Vrabel and David Givens, and that's it.
Really? That's right. More than number? It.
87.
And only that, 61 postseason touchdown passes, number 2 all-time, Joe Montana, 45. He's lapping the field. He's literally lapping the field.
I'd love to lap his field.
keys to this game for the Patriots, whether it's on defense or on offense, guys.
Cover the running backs out of the backfield, Freeman and Coleman. They're going to be huge.
Yeah. I'm going to give you this. The plethora of rookies and second-year players on Atlanta's defense, the kind of guys that Brady pours on his pancakes and eats for breakfast. I mean, you've got Keanu Neal as the starting safety. You've got Brian Poole as the starting nickel. You've got 2 linebackers. That's Brady's ready to carve them up, and that's a defense that I would buy stock in, because 3 years from now they'll be really good. And right now they are vulnerable.
And right now Matt Ryan, I think, is 0-4 against the Patriots. Or is it?
Brady's never lost to the Falcons.
He's never lost. Maybe it's
Matt Ryan has not played the Patriots 4 times.
He might have played them one or two times.
I know these are different defenses, but Brady has his highest career passer rating against the Falcons of any team.
Right.
In
it's 0-4. That basically the Patriots have beaten this team.
This is a vulnerable team. This, you know, the Patriots in past years when they've gone to some Super Bowls have been a flawed team. People say defense wins championships. What really wins championships in the NFL is balance. Teams that are balanced in all phases of the game. The Patriots are balanced in all phases of the game. There's really no weak links. The Falcons have, the way we look at football, they have some fundamental statistical flaws on defense that I think if the Patriots don't put 40 points on this team, I'd be surprised. Wow. I'd be surprised.
Here's what we're going to do. We're gonna get your predictions, but we're going to go back 1 year and hear what you guys predicted for that Super Bowl. Super Bowl 50 between Carolina and Denver. If you will, Larry, could you play cut 1?
If we quickly went around the room and the guy on the phone, give us what do you want to see for a final score come Sunday?
I think it's 19-10 Carolina. Graham Gano is your MVP.
Wow. Carolina's going north of 30. I'm going to say 34 to like 14.
Kerry?
I'm in the same ballpark. 31-13, 31-10, something like that.
I said,
that was ugly.
Denver wins, everything we know about football is wrong because they didn't have the quarterback. That team will forever go down in history as the outlier.
If you look at all the stats we look at and all the statistical profiles of champions, they're like 1 or 2 or 3 champions going back to 1940 that did not fit the profile.
Yep.
So, you know what? As we always say, the stats don't play the games, right? You know, players do, but that I would make that same prediction 99 times, 100 times out of 100.
You'd be right.
And the Broncos upset the apple cart, and it turns out Cam Newton was not the quarterback we thought he was.
Graham Gano was the MVP, though.
look at where that team is.
That is a bold prediction, George. I got to give you that.
I throw in a point that I made today on Barstool, and I played off of something that you've said, Kerry, and it's giving lie to this idea that the Patriots haven't played anybody, which has been the dynamic. And you correctly pointed out that if you take quality opponents, teams with a winning record, the Patriots were 7-1 against them over the season by a historically high point differential. But I went a step deeper and looked at this idea that the Patriots' defense hasn't faced any good offenses, so you can't take the fact that they led the league in points. I compared it to the Falcons' offense. Same thing. They played 2 top 10 defenses this year. And they lost to them both. Kansas City in early December, earlier in the season, week 6, they played Seattle. They lost to them both. You can make the the AFC East, there's no good quarterbacks. The NFC South had terrible defenses. Tampa was middle of the pack. The Carolina was 23rd or 26th, depending. And New Orleans was what New Orleans always is, which is atrocious. They are mirror images of each other.
So your prediction is, my friend, because I have another important question after you all make your predictions.
Patriots are going to score in the upper 30s. More than 38 points, and you know they maybe give up like two touchdowns on a field goal. I'm saying like to 20 points, 17 points, 20 points. I'm in there.
Okay,
yeah. George,
I have very similar 38-17 Pats. And Graham Gano is the MVP.
George Kippen Hancock. Yeah.
Barry Chamber. Do I need a prediction now? Can I say something quick about the
Yeah, please.
Go ahead. If I can put out a shameless plug. We have a new social media app called FanCred. People can go to FanCred on their mobile device, FanCred.com. But I'm going to be covering the Super Bowl with all our stats here at FanCred. And we ran something on performance against quality teams, against teams with winning records, playoff teams. The Patriots this year averaged 12, were better, won those games. They went 5-1 against quality opponents, won by an average 12 points per game. The fourth best since we've been tracking this indicator in 14 years ago.
No kidding.
So they really did well against quality competition. With all that said, get that at FanCred app on your mobile device, FanCred.com. There you go. 40-24 Patriots. Okay. I think we have to cancel them down.
Will be?
Chris 40 Hogan.
Points?
Chris Hogan.
Yeah, I'm
crazy eyes.
Yeah, no, Brady.
What you going to do? Yeah.
Brady, the world needs... I love football, but I love socially awkward moments. I need that press conference Monday morning. Yes. It will be like a bad Tinder date. It will be fantastic.
Okay. I think it's Brady, but give an outside shot to Blount.
Okay, I want to throw this in there because I was kind of hoping that it would make it to your videos, and or maybe it's something you guys.
Maybe it might be a B side.
Maybe it might be a B side, and that is what would be Patriots win. Where it's already been talked about, and Roger Goodell has already kind of mentioned, oh, it's not going to be awkward when it has to be the trophy handoff and the handshake.
Well, he wouldn't lie.
Is it going to be awkward? And what would be the ultimate scenario? What would be the scenario that Patriots Nation would love that it would either be something that was enacted by Robert Kraft or TB12 himself?
Can I take this first?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Jerry thought long and hard about this.
Oh, yeah. I wrote this today on Barstool. You take all the dogs from the puppy bowl from 2 years ago, post-Deflategate puppy bowl, and you have them rip the flesh from Roger Goodell's bones like Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones.
Yes.
You need to say, you know, your time here is done. You will be forgotten. You will leave nothing behind. Your name will be gone. That's
well,
my...
Well, that's the thing. Does he lose his job if the Patriots win the Super Bowl?
Stay on the page here.
Yeah.
I think Brady's a classy enough guy not to do anything, but part of me just wants him to take it and just look at him dead-faced and hold it in his face.
Bye, baby.
Yeah. And just hold the trophy in his face.
You know, I obviously Jerry's thought so deeply about this.
You're a
screenwriter. If Brady got the MVP trophy, took the Super Bowl trophy, and dropped the mic and walked off the stage, champion, you know, the only five-time Super Bowl champion, holds every record. But he's too classy, I think, of a guy to do anything crazy. And he wants to play more. So, you know, I still think in the back of my head, Goodell's going to find a way to suspend Brady before the game.
Really?
Oh, God.
Oh,
wow.
Really? This isn't the WWE.
He made up, you know?
This isn't the WWE.
It is, though. It is.
Hey, man, it's the government, man.
It is.
They're capable of doing anything.
What's the stop Roger Goodell from saying, sorry, Tom Brady, you didn't tie your shoelaces the right way, and I can do whatever. So. The courts said that he has the power to do whatever he wants.
And I give the MVP trophy to Super Bowl 51 champion quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo.
Do they win this one? If Brady goes, I know it's heresy to say, Brady goes down their first quarter, do they still win?
Yes.
Yes. The silence. It was like a,
yeah. We're looking at Kerry to punch the numbers.
I'm sorry.
Like,
Kerry, what does it say? What was the question?
Garoppolo takes over for Brady in the first quarter. Yeah. Do they win?
Why do you have to create this nightmare scenario?
Yeah,
who's Matt Ryan's backup quarterback?
No, by the way, knows. You know who, for much of the season, the two highest-rated quarterbacks were in football?
Yes.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
Which honestly is fodder for all those people who say Brady's the system
and
guy.
In the regular
right?
season, so. They only had two picks between them.
I know. That is phenomenal. That's mind blowing. You know, yeah, George absolutely. Blanda, who's in the Hall of Fame, threw 42 interceptions in 14 games back in like 1961. And he's in the Hall of Fame. He averaged 3 a game.
The team total is what, 34 touchdowns and two picks yeah. as a team.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for joining me here on Monday Night Talk and talking about the Super Bowl. And hopefully the Patriots do win. I'm seeing it being a close game. I hate to say it. It's going to be like 30-27. Patriots pull it out.
After all the close Super Bowls, I think this is the one that this would have been comfortable for the Patriots. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe the Patriots score a point in the first quarter for the first time in the Brady era. They've never scored a point in the first quarter.
Guys, I want to
really?
Yeah, they haven't. We'll see what ends up happening. Hey, until next week at 6:15 p.m., you've been listening to Monday Night Talk. Up next, Stan and the gang, South Shore Live. Good luck taking it from here, Stan. Have yourself a good evening, folks.
Thank you.